WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that's often overlooked in the pursuit of all things strong and resilient. We're talking about self-compassion. Now, I know what you might be thinking, Dylan, isn't Stoicism all about toughness? About pushing through the pain and never giving up? Absolutely. But there's a crucial piece missing if we only focus on that one aspect. Kindness towards ourselves. Think of it like this: imagine your best friend going through a tough time. Would you berate them for their struggles? Or would you offer words of encouragement, understanding, and maybe even a virtual hug? Self-compassion is about treating yourself with the same love, care, and understanding that you'd extend to someone you cherish. It's about recognizing that we're all human. We make mistakes, we stumble, and sometimes we fall flat on our face. And that's okay. It's how we get back up that truly matters. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your life. First, practice mindfulness. This means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Ever notice those little voice overs in your head? The ones that constantly criticize or berate you? Self-compassion starts with becoming aware of these voices and choosing not to engage with them. Instead, try acknowledging the thoughts without buying into them. Just observe them like clouds passing by in the sky. Second, cultivate self-kindness. Treat yourself with the same gentleness and care you'd offer a loved one. Talk to yourself kindly, forgive your mistakes, and celebrate your accomplishments. Remember, you deserve kindness and compassion just as much as anyone else. Third, recognize that suffering is a part of life. It's inevitable. We all experience pain, loss, and disappointment at some point. Instead of resisting these emotions, try to accept them with open arms. Acknowledge the pain, allow yourself to feel it, and then gently guide yourself towards healing and acceptance. Fourth, remember that you are not alone. We are all in this together. Connecting with others who understand your struggles can provide invaluable support and encouragement. Share your experiences with trusted friends or family members, join a support group, or engage with online communities where people offer understanding and empathy. And finally, practice gratitude. Focusing on the positive aspects of your life can shift your perspective and create a more compassionate inner world. Take time each day to appreciate the good things, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a beautiful sunset, a heartfelt conversation, these moments of joy can make a world of difference. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're trying to learn a new skill, like playing the guitar. You put in the effort, practice diligently, but you're still struggling to get those chords right. Frustration sets in, self-doubt creeps in, and that inner critic starts whispering, "You'll never be good enough." Sound familiar? That's where self-compassion comes in. Instead of beating yourself up for not mastering it instantly, acknowledge the challenge, celebrate the effort you've put in so far, and remind yourself that learning takes time and patience. Treat yourself with kindness, knowing that progress isn't always linear, and every misstep is an opportunity to learn and grow. So, remember, self-compassion isn't a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. It allows us to navigate life's challenges with grace, resilience, and a deeper understanding of ourselves. By practicing these principles, you can build a foundation of kindness and acceptance within yourself, which will not only enhance your personal growth, but also empower you to connect with others on a deeper level. Don't forget to take this message to heart and start incorporating self-compassion into your daily life. You deserve it. And for those who found value in this episode, please share it with someone who could benefit from hearing it. Leave a review, it truly helps us grow and reach more people. Until next time, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage, always remembering to treat yourself with the love and respect you deserve.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.